Time to dive into the latest news and updates from the Vegas Golden Knights. This is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
And good afternoon, everyone, from our downtown Summerlin studios. Dave Gosher, Stormy Bonantoni with you on Nighttime at Noon on this Thursday, high noon in the Pacific. And we were expecting that the Golden Knights were going to play game three of their playoff series with the Vancouver Canucks later on tonight in Edmonton up in the Western Conference bubble. But Stormy, as we sit here at this moment, by all accounts, it appears that game is not going to happen, that the games today will be postponed. No official word as of yet. The schedule today was Flyers-Islanders playing game three at 4 o'clock Pacific. Golden Knights were scheduled to take on the Canucks at 6:45 Pacific in the nightcap. Just two games were on tap today, but some pretty reputable and reliable sources in the hockey world, various tweets that have come out over the morning that it looks like, and as soon as we get official word, we will let everyone know, but it certainly appears as though those games will be postponed. Of course, all of this against the backdrop of what happened in the sports world yesterday. NBA deciding not to play their playoff games. WNBA deciding not to play. Four Major League Baseball games did not play. And obviously this being a response to yet another shooting. This time, of course, Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So the WNBA, the NBA yesterday, Major League Baseball, a lot of MLS also decided not to play.
Even the NFL canceling a number of practices today.
So a lot to unpack. You know, what a stretch of time it's been in our world. You know, if you think back to the coronavirus in the middle of March and then this summer of 2020 as to where we stand right now. But it appears as though the NHL will postpone their games tonight. Not sure if that'll carry into tomorrow. I don't know if that's been determined yet, but first things first, you know, just kind of your general thoughts on all of this here as we try to dissect, you know, yet another horrific shooting and also now sports being in that spotlight again of trying to, I think, shed light on what is just, it continues to be the scourge of racism in our society.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think that it's so important that we are talking about this right off the top, getting to it. I think it would be a big disservice not to our listeners and to all of the players and teams and leagues that are making a stand right now not to, because they're doing it for a reason, for the conversation to continue. And I did kind of want to talk about last night, because the NHL obviously got some backlash for the way that things were handled last night on their end. They, instead of electing to postpone or cancel their games as the NBA had done, did a moment of remembrance, or I don't know what, how
reflection.
Reflection, yeah, is how they termed it. And I one thing I thought was a little bit odd about it was just that we only saw it in Toronto ahead of the Tampa Bay and Boston game, and we didn't see it again in Edmonton. And I thought that was a little bit strange, that if you are going to do this and make the statement in your own way, because I do think that, you know, people take action and worry and discuss different things in different ways. And that was the way that they decided in the moment to be able to use their voice to make an impact in that moment without postponing a game. And they didn't do it on both ends. And I thought that that was a little bit odd. And I don't know your thoughts on that. But
well, yeah, I thought, and I guess, you know, the NHL, let's face it, and we live in the social media world. The NHL took a lot of heat last night for playing games. I do think there are two different scenarios. The early game, the earlier the Islanders-Flyers game, that one, I don't even know if the NBA had – I don't think the NBA had made their decision yet when that game, the earliest game of the three yesterday, right? Bruins-Lightning, you could understand that a little bit. Again, I don't know how aware –
Zdeno Chara said the game, said, like, in his post-game availability that, like, we didn't have any time to discuss it. We basically had our pregame meal, had our nap, got on the bus, and didn't really learn about any of this until we were already at the rink getting ready for the game. And I think that it is important to be able to have those discussions before you do something. Like, action just for the sake of action doesn't do anything, and it doesn't really genuinely come from a place that's genuine. They would have just been doing it to do it. So I think that it makes sense to need that time to discuss with all of your teammates why something is important and why you should act a certain way. And so they didn't get that opportunity yesterday. But to kind of your point with us talking off air, the game in Edmonton with the Dallas Stars, they did have a little bit more time.
That's a little bit of a different story. You know, that game being played, I think I can understand people looking at that and saying, if you're looking at these other leagues, now by the time that game started, that was the last game on tap last night. That one I could see that's a little bit more problematic. And I do think, you know, Kelly Rudy up at Hockey Night in Canada and mm-hmm. Rogers Sportsnet, you know, basically flat out said, we shouldn't be here. Yeah. We shouldn't be playing this game. That one I can understand people's arguments a little bit more that they shouldn't have been playing. The first two games, I don't think quite as much. The first game was already
right.
underway. Bruins Tampa was kind of butting right up against it. And I do think, look, the NHL, it seems by all accounts, the players. So this all has to be NHL Players Association. They vote. I think the NHL obviously is going to, if they feel this is what they want to do, they will support that. Matt Dumba and Evander Kane are on the Hockey Diversity Alliance. Mm-hmm. They have asked the league to postpone these games today in light of what other leagues have done. So I think that that's the late game last night, that's a bit more of an issue. That game went on. It's irrelevant to a degree. It turned out to be a hell of an entertaining game. The fact that it was played now here's the other thing about it, Stormy. Not every baseball game was canceled. There
Correct.
Were four games, to my knowledge, that were canceled. Most of the MLS canceled. And then the playoff games between in the NBA and the WNBA, which is in their regular season now. So that being said, I can understand where people are coming from when you look at sports from 30,000 feet and these other leagues have canceled games, and yeah, here you are in the NHL, and that last game, I think, is what kind of stuck in people's craw.
Yeah, and I guess, to answer your initial question and just, like, my general feelings on this whole thing, I do think that hockey kind of missed a moment last night. They missed an opportunity. It would have been extremely powerful and, part of, what was a very historic day in the sports world yesterday if the players would have all gone out onto the ice and then walked off or skated off. But that didn't happen, and maybe in retrospect, all of those players do now wish that that's what they would have done. I don't know. But I think that this is all about invoking change and raising a conversation, and there are a number of different ways. Like, we don't know how these players feel behind closed doors, and okay, think about this, like, from my perspective, like, if you are somebody who makes a donation to a cause that you believe in, or are you flaunting it on social media? Are you, doing, like, probably not. And so I'm sure a number of these players have taken those steps to try to do their part and make changes, and maybe they're just not the most vocal about it, for example. And so, like, I don't like the idea of judging somebody's decision because of something like that. I don't know. I feel like the immediate backlash that was given, yes, like I said, it would have been extremely powerful. I wish that it would have happened. I'm sure so many of them wish that they did now that they have had time to reflect and think about it. But it didn't happen, and I don't think it's fair to so harshly judge because they are trying to take that action today.
The NBA and the WNBA will not play again today. That's already been announced. And as we said, it certainly looks like the NHL is not going to play two games today, which would be obviously Golden Knights later on tonight, game three of their series against Vancouver, and also game three between the Islanders and the Philadelphia Flyers. And, there have been people that have chimed in, Stormy, and with the thought of what is the end game to this, of players taking a stand, leagues taking a stand, postponing games, playoff games, regular season games, whatever it might be. So, I sit here as a white man who has never spent a single second of his life in dark skin. I have no clue or concept what it is like to be a person of color in this country.
Yeah.
And what that day-to-day experience is like. Nor will I ever know what that is like. It doesn't mean I have enormous empathy and need to learn a lot and educate myself about what that is like. on a day-to-day basis, because that experience, if your skin is dark compared to if your skin is light like mine, they bear no resemblance by and large on a day-to-day basis. So I don't know what the end game is. I do know this. Players and athletes have a platform, right? They have a certain cachet in society. I mean, it's obvious.
A magnified voice.
Right.
Much. Yeah.
If they choose to want to use that voice to further a cause, and especially if you are a person of color that is so ingrained in their day-to-day life, then how could you say, well, you shouldn't do that? I don't understand that. I also don't expect athletes to come up with a platform to end racism in America. I expect people, I hope that they will use their clout and use their status if they so choose. Some athletes don't want to be, and that's fine. That's, you know, obviously a personal choice. They have access to people that could change things,
yeah,
that could put a platform together, that could really make inroads into changing this fault line of American life that's been in American life before there was an America.
Well, and it sucks that that we're in 2020 and this even still has to be a conversation. I personally feel like there's no excuse for it. You know, there's no excuse for systemic racism at this point. Like, we, as a people, I feel like on a day-to-day basis, we think that we've come so far, and then you keep seeing these actions. Like, anyone that saw that Blake video, like, if that's not gut-wrenching to you, and granted, like, I can't speak on all of the circumstances surrounding it. I don't know every detail of what was going on or what was going through the police officer's mind or any of that. But just from seeing that video, it's impactful, and it's gut-wrenching, and you understand why these players that have been outspoken are outspoken the way you are. Like, I feel the exact same way that you do. I'm a white woman from a middle-class family. What way can I relate, you know, from this perspective head-on? I can't. I'll never be able to. But I know that something visually has greatly affected me. I know that this isn't right. I know that things need to be better. But what can we do? And I think that's what all of these leagues and all of these players that are standing up for what they believe in right now are trying to figure out. What can we do? Because change isn't going to happen overnight. Change is incremental, but incremental change does eventually work.
And I do wonder, to an extent, and, you know, as I said at the beginning, Stormy, you know, what a summer it's been. Talk about video, the beyond horrific video of George Floyd and what that set off in this country, in so many cities, and that lasted for a while, you know, for several weeks. You couldn't turn on your television and not see people protesting, and most of the time peacefully protesting. And I do wonder if you are one of you know, an athlete in whatever sport we're talking about, where that there seemed like there was serious momentum being gained there, and there was going to be serious talks about serious change in American life. And then what happened, it seems to me, is what happens so often. Time moves on, and the protests stop, and the marches stop. And look, I get that. But then, bang, here it is again, of another senseless shooting. And I think I would imagine, and again, not spending a day in dark skin, you look at that and say, here we go again. We went through this earlier in the summer, not only with George Floyd, but obviously, you know, Breonna Taylor and I mean, so many others. And then time kind of moves on a little bit, and then we get another tragic shooting. And you know, when is enough enough?
Yeah.
I think we all thought enough was enough when we saw that video from Minnesota with George Floyd and said, okay, that's it. Well, it turns out it wasn't it, because we had this horrific shooting with Jacob Blake the other day. So I my guess is, if you are an athlete trying to use your voice to lead to some meaningful change, and you witnessed this earlier in the summer, and I'm just using that window, I'm not even going to go back for centuries. That could, maybe that was a spark too, where they probably said, well, nothing's changed. Again, nothing's changed. And is this a way to try to send change in a positive direction? Is, all right, we're not going to play these games tonight. We're not going to play tomorrow. Where does it go from here? I don't know that. But maybe that was part of their thinking. We went through this earlier in the summer, and now here we are late in the summer in another tragic circumstance.
And earlier in the summer, obviously, there weren't games going on either. So it's not like, I mean, yes, we saw different players protesting and making a stance and making statements and saying all of these grandiose things at the time. But now with, like, games impacted and there's even more eyeballs now, right, than there were before. So maybe this is a better platform. As much as everybody wants to see sports going on, the greater purpose of all of this is that there are bigger things than sports. There are more important things than sports, and all of these people's lives are more important. And they're using their platform on a game day to say, hey, I know all of you tuned in to watch this game, but this is what we want to be talking about instead.
Nighttime at noon, Dave Grosser, Stormy Bond, and Tony with you on this Thursday. As we said, by all accounts, it appears the NHL games will be postponed, the playoff games scheduled between the Golden Knights and the Canucks. And, of course, before that, it would be the third game between the Flyers and the Islanders. So lots more to come. We will talk some Golden Knights. Of course, they're looking to bounce back from what was a tough loss in Game 2. And we will look at, you know, the games from yesterday. They were all played. We know that. Some interesting games, to say the least, some wild games as well. And we'll get to that and lots more. We continue nighttime at noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
We're back to nighttime at noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Stormy, I have a quick question for you before we get back to hockey and things on and off the ice. Who sang that song, that little intro we just heard there?
Don't do this to me. This is so cruel.
They're a Canadian band.
Okay.
Three members.
Please stop.
I think only one is still alive, though.
I'm going to be so shunned.
Neil Peart was the drummer. Geddy Lee was the vocalist.
Stop. You're making Rush. This worse and worse. Okay. Slap in the bass. Whenever I think of Rush, I just think
slap
of that
in
movie.
The bass.
Yes, man. And like, slap in the bass.
Yep. Limelight. That's the name of the song. My heavens.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know it was.
I don't even know music of my own generation. How am I supposed
it was
to know it?
Yeah, it was released, recorded and released before you were on Earth.
Ay, caramba.
I get that part. But anyway. That is Stormy Bond and Tony with the Icarumba over there. I'm Dave Gosher. We sit with you nighttime at noon. Hope you're enjoying maybe having a little lunch today, whatever your pleasure might be. As we mentioned, by all accounts, the Golden Knights Canucks game has been postponed, as well as the Islanders Flyers by the NHL. More specifically, Stormy, I say by the NHL, it was more a vote from the NHL Players Association. You were kind of noting a couple of different reports you've seen along those lines.
Yeah, it appears as though, as reported by Pierre LeBrun, that more than 100 players in the bubbles had a call with Evander Kane and Matt Dumba this afternoon, both of them, of course, primary figures in the Hockey Diversity Alliance, to kind of talk about the way that they wanted to respond to everything that's going on in our world right now. And we also saw those primary figures, Kane, Dumba, Akeem Alou, all tweet out near the same time that their Hockey Diversity Alliance did formally make a request with the NHL to suspend all playoff games, at least today, and said, we strongly feel this sends a clear message that human rights take priority over sports.
We don't know. As we said, it appears that games will be postponed today. There have been reports that the same may go tomorrow, but we don't know that for sure just yet. How it would affect the schedule as well, we don't know that either, and quite honestly, it's all secondary to the main focus as to why these games are being postponed. But it is just worth noting that they are in a bubble. It's not, obviously, there's no travel involved in either city. They did move up the start of the second round because, you know, the first rounds had ended earlier.
Right.
For
so
the
they
most
do
part.
Have a little bit of cushion built in if they needed to. But I guess the question arises of do it. are games canceled today and tomorrow, or postponed rather, or is it just today, in which would this shift all of the games just back a day, or would you flip and put the games that were going to be played today on Saturday? It'll be interesting to see how all of that information comes out. But as you said, yes, very, very secondary to the purpose and reason why these games are postponed in the first place today.
Yeah, there were going to be two games today, as we mentioned. Then tomorrow was going to be the other two series, Lightning Bruins and Avalanche Stars. But again, that's all to be determined. But again, no official word just yet. But everything that that we see on Twitter, social media, that this is something that that is going to happen, where they'll postpone these games. The WNBA and the NBA have also postponed their games again here today. It seems as well, Stormy, that the Vancouver Canucks were really kind of under the driving forces behind this, that they felt very strongly not to play. And I guess it went to a vote, as you'd have to do with these things, with the Players Association. So, but in any event, that is the story right now, that appears these games will not be played in the Stanley Cup playoffs later today and tonight. We did want to touch on, though, Stormy, that whenever Game 3 is played, whether it's tomorrow or Saturday, whenever that may be, the Golden Knights are going to be trying to bounce back from what was a tough loss for them in Game 2. It's very different games in this series, right?
Yes.
You know, Game 1, they dominate, and, you know, five. I was joking around with Shane. I said it was 5-0, and it didn't feel that close. Like, it could have been 7 or 8. But then you had to feel like the Canucks were going to have some sort of a strong response, and they did in Game 2. And, you know, for the Golden Knights, sometimes it gets lost in the mix a little bit, because they've done so well in the playoffs, but. Four times in their three of their last four games, five times total in the postseason, they've fallen behind 2-0, and it happened again in Game 2 the other night. But some of the best players for Vancouver were heard from in that game. Tyler Toffoli, first game in 11, he had missed 10. He scores 90 seconds in. Elias Pettersson has a terrific game.
90 seconds in, but it was like 9 seconds into his shift.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. But yeah, a strong response from the Canucks, where the Golden Knights were chasing the rest of the night and never could really pull even in that game.
Well, and that's why I think that the post-game comments from Alex Tuch and Mark Stone were pretty telling. Tuch saying, you know, we were prepared for a response, but we acted surprised for some reason. And Mark Stone saying, you can't spot a team 2 goals in this league, which you can't. I mean, we've seen them, yes, have some success and have some monstrous comebacks, particularly early in this postseason. We saw that. But that's not something you can make a habit of and expect to win games doing. But for Game 1, obviously, we saw a Golden Knights team that was, you know, playing a very suffocating offensive game, pinning Vancouver in their own end. And in Game 2, we did not see anything like that. A lot of mental, physical mistakes, blown coverage leading to goals the other way. I'm still on the fence, though, as to whether Vancouver was really, like, imposing their will on the Golden Knights, or if the Golden Knights more shot themselves in the foot in a lot of areas. Do you have an opinion either way on that?
Yeah, I think probably – it's probably a mixture, but I think the Golden Knights would look at it and say – and I think Pete DeBoer touched on this too, Stormy. I don't think he felt they were ready enough for the push they were going to get from the Canucks. And the other part of it would be just breakdowns, that cost the Golden Knights, on those goals. A couple of goals right off faceoffs, that continues to be an issue.
Yeah.
The Canucks, I think, are clicking at about 65% total through the first two games. Hard when you don't start with the puck a lot. Now, it can be camouflaged. It didn't really affect much in Game 1, quite obviously, but in Game 2, a different story. Lost coverage on the third goal, where there's two Canucks all alone, uncovered in front of Robin Lehner.
The one I really looked to that led it up to it being 3-1 at the end of the second period, and it's a period where the Golden Knights, you know, you thought that they were the better team in that period, and they probably were, but they didn't get the result they were looking for, and I think that 3-1 goal was deflating, to say the least.
Yeah, it's a killer. You know, you'd love to think, and we'll never know, if they had got to that intermission at 2-1, do they come back and win the game? They outshot Vancouver 22-7 in the second period. We're all over the Canucks, but that goal by Pettersson was fantastic from the Canucks standpoint in terms of giving them a surge of momentum to take into that second intermission. I will give you an encouraging note when Game 3 is played. The Golden Knights have not lost two games in a row in regulation under Pete DeBoer. From the middle of January to the pause to the restart of play, to the moment we're sitting here right now, they have been able to shake off losses and move on pretty quick. Interesting to note, and we're going to play this real quick here. Stormy had an interesting question and a good question yesterday for Pete DeBoer. They've only lost twice in the playoffs, but in much different ways.
I think it depends on the situation, you know. If our attention to detail and commitment to the game plan and what we did was great and we lost. Sometimes you just move on to the next one and, you know, tip your hat to, I think we had a game like that in the first round with Crawford that we lost where, you know, we did a lot of things really well and Crawford basically stole the game. You know, there's not much you can do about that. You don't spend a lot of time on that. You just, you know, trust that if you stick with it, it's going to work. I think last night was a little different. You know, I didn't like our attention to detail or commitment to the game plan in the first period. And we have to understand that when you get down to the last eight teams, you can't have periods like that. I thought we fixed it in the second and really made a big push and easily could have come out of that period with, you know, tied or ahead, but it was a little too little too late.
Yeah, they paid a price for the rough start, lack of attention to detail, as Pete DeBoer put it. The Chicago game, that the only other loss in the playoffs, I mean, they lost that game because Corey Crawford stood on his head.
Yeah.
Shot attempts were 96 to something, you know. So, but, you know, for the Golden Knights trying to move forward after not a great effort in game number two, and we'll wait and see when game three is going to be played in this series. If you're just joining us, it appears as though games will be postponed in the NHL today. The Golden Knights game against Vancouver and also the Flyers and the Islanders. Dave Gosher, Stormy Bond, and Tony with you on a Thursday afternoon. And one quick reminder for you, stop by Mackenzie River. It's a great place to watch your Golden Knights throughout the playoffs. A limited number of to-go packs are available at Mackenzie River for pre-order. Each playoff game, $50 gets you a large pizza, two salads, lodge poles, and 4-7-5 Brewing Company beers. Player favorite pizzas are also available for 15% off on game days. Call 702-916-2999 to place your order. Lots more to come when we continue with Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Live from City National Arena, this is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Dave Gosher, Stormy Bond, and Tony with you. Nighttime at Noon for another 25 minutes or so, maybe a little bit less.
It's actually nighttime at noon 34 now.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Stormy.
You're welcome.
Give you all that money for nothing.
Why they give me the big
bucks.
That's
right.
Gosher.
Don't spend it all in one spot. You know, say put a little in the bank for yourself. Buy yourself something nice. We're going to get to some games around the Stanley Cup playoffs from yesterday. Quick update for you. As we say, it doesn't look like they're going to have games here in the Stanley Cup playoffs today between the Golden Knights and the Canucks or Flyers Islanders. Of course, the NBA, WNBA, some Major League Baseball games postponed yesterday. And it looks like the NHL is going to follow suit here today. The Golden Knights are going to have their media availability at 1:30 Pacific time, so we'll know more then. But that looks like it's the way it's going to go, at least for today anyway. WNBA and NBA have already postponed their games for today, and looks like the NHL will follow suit. So speaking of games, some of the games yesterday were just were nuts.
Bonkers.
Oh, it was back and forth, and you got the Flyers and the Islanders. Let's start. You know what? I'm gonna call an audible. No, I want to start in the West. Well, I want to start in the West.
Colorado.
I want to do it in what's that? Reverse order. So Colorado was in a tight spot in the series. They lose the first two games. They look like they're in a good spot last night. They build a lead. They're up on the Dallas Stars heading into the third period, 3-1. And then all of a sudden, the Stars score.
Very quickly, it became 4-3.
Three quick goals, and you're thinking, well, they're going to win and go up 3-0. And then Mikko Rantanen and Nazem Kadri score not quite 2 minutes apart. Pierre-Édouard Bellemare with an empty netter, and the Avalanche pull out just a wild, wild game. But from the Avalanche standpoint, Stormy, and it's been talked about often, they needed somebody else to pull the rope scoring besides Nathan MacKinnon. And they got that in this game 3 last night against Dallas.
And they really needed it because I don't know if you felt this way, Dave, but I feel like when that turnaround happened, I was looking at Colorado and they were looking like for a moment that their season was being pulled out from under them. And it wasn't a good look, but then they were able to cap it off, win that game in a 6-4 game. Like there are 10 goals in this game. I was looking there have now been 49 games in the Western Conference playoffs with 303 goals. 6.18 goals per game. Like it's incredible how much offense has been generated in that Western Conference bubble.
Or 6 goals in the third period.
What?
Third period alone. Yep.
And that's a lot.
And we'll see Miro Heiskanen, who's been phenomenal for the Stars on defense in this series. He took a cross check from Mikko Rantanen late in that game, like right in the ribs. I don't know if you saw it. Like I thought first maybe it was knee on knee, but it looked like Heiskanen was more. It could have been a penalty. Like it looked like he was more favoring his ribs. Hopefully for his sake and the Stars' sake, just got the wind knocked out of him because he came back a little later on. But yeah, what a game! And you know, you talk about they got some secondary scoring. Nikita Zadorov scores for Colorado in that game. Andrei Burakovsky had a big goal. Gabe Landeskog, goalie, his second goal of the playoffs. And then in the third period, they got, you know, some contributions from Rantanen and Kadri scored his seventh. And old Fred Pierre-Édouard Bellemare had the empty netter to wrap things up. But just what a game.
I just pulled up their game summary. And just looking at that third period, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it was nuts. But pretty much was a must-win for Colorado to avoid going down 3-0. It's 2-1 for the Stars now in that series. All right, we'll go back now. So you got the Flyers and the Islanders yesterday. That was the first game being played. Flyers build a 3-0 lead. They finally get some big guns scoring. Right, that was kind of one of the big storylines going into that game, that their top 5 goal scorers from the regular season had scored a combined 1 goal in the playoffs, and that was Kevin Hayes. But he got a couple in the game yesterday, Sean Couturier with a goal as well. And then, of course, the Islanders storm back and tie the game.
Well, for me, I thought that there was no question in my mind. I was like, the Islanders are coming back. I didn't know how far they would come back, but like throughout, there wasn't a moment in the game where I didn't think that they were going to get back in it the way they were charging and charging and charging, to the point where when after they tie the game, they get that power play off the Alain Vigneault challenge.
Right.
That I was like, they're going to win.
I know.
You know, like that's just where my head went, because they really had all of the adrenaline, all of the momentum really playing in their favor. But going to overtime, I think that was a great opportunity for the Flyers to kind of regroup, say, hey, we kind of let this game slip away. Let's finish business. And they did.
Yeah, they sure were. And here's the call, the overtime winner for the Flyers.
Couturier spins into the goal mouth. They jam it down. Flyers can't find it. Couturier does, and he shoveled it up over everything. It stays in play off the glass. Back to the line. Myers with a shot. He scores! Phil Myers ends it with his third goal in the playoffs, and the Flyers survive game 2. They get the series tied at 1.
Yeah, huge win for the Flyers over the Islanders. Semyon Varlamov sets the Islanders' playoff record for shutout streak. And then got pulled. Gave up 3 goals on 10 shots. What have you done for me lately? But he's been real good for the Islanders in the playoffs. Flyers, talk about not losing back-to-back. They've gone 11-0 following a loss since early January, including 3-0 in the playoffs. So the ability to put losses behind them and bounce right back, the Flyers have done a good job of that. So that series.
Now we've got
even
a series over there.
Yeah, sure do, right? 4-3 Flyers win it in overtime. And then a crazy game last night that I don't know if anyone saw this coming, but the Tampa Bay Lightning, they throttled the Bruins 7-1, the final in that game. The Lightning had had all sorts of trouble on their power play. They'd gone seven games without a power play goal. Last night, it didn't appear to be a problem. They scored on three straight power plays, really kind of put the game away early. Their big guns all heard from. Kucherov, a big game. Point, Sergachev, Killorn, all in the mix, and they chase Yaroslavl.
I know you're going to know the answer to this. When was the last time that the Bees had a loss like that, that lopsided?
1992, Stormy challenged me. Well, against Buffalo, and here's the funniest part about that is they
28
lost.
28 years. 28 That's my
years.
Birth year.
Yeah, well, oh, geez. Oh, boy. Feeling older by the second. And the ironic part about that is the Bruins won that series. So it just goes to show you, it doesn't – you can – it is only one game. But an interesting note from last night. So we know the story. Tuukka Rask leaves the bubble earlier in the playoffs. Now it's Yaroslavl, and Dan Vladar is the backup for Boston. First Bruin goaltender ever to make his NHL debut in a playoff game last night. He gave up three goals on 15 shots, and they chased Yaroslavl. But John Cooper knows there's still a long way to go in this series.
This is, come on, let's be honest, this is an aberration. This doesn't happen in playoff hockey, and they're the President Trophy champions. You turn the page on this one, just like you turn the page on an overtime thriller. You can't hang your hat on that one. And, when a team has a clunker and you can't hang your hat on that one either. They're both just one wins and we're only halfway there. And so it's, like as I said, it's a funny game and it can, you can't ride the emotions too high or too low. Just, we won tonight. We're happy about that, and let's take a break tomorrow and get back at it for game four.
Yeah, one game, they win in a convincing fashion, but, and the Golden Knights kind of learned this lesson after game one.
I was going to say, they know that better than anybody.
Still only counts as one win at last check, but whenever they play game four of that series, the Lightning will be leading it 2-1. One other interesting note that caught my eye yesterday, Stormy. So the teams that have been eliminated from the playoffs are kind of doing their end of the season media availabilities and, some stuff that came out of St. Louis. First off, Vladimir Tarasenko is going to need another shoulder surgery. So it'll be his third surgery on that left shoulder in just over 2 years. The hope is
after they were so excited to get him
back.
Yeah,
and obviously, played a little bit in the round robin and in the first round, and then just the way they said it, Doug Armstrong, their GM, said that the surgery didn't take the way they had hoped. He's not going to be ready for the start of next season. The NHL is hoping that's going to be in December, but they said they're going to check back with Tarasenko in 5 months, so he's got a road ahead of him with that shoulder. The other interesting note to me was Doug Armstrong just kind of talked about, and this is the defending Stanley Cup champs that got knocked out in the first round by Vancouver. The team was in a tough spot. They had 20% of the team that had some level of COVID-19 before they went to the bubble in Edmonton. He said we had some other players' wives, who were four or five guys, their families were having babies. They really had a tough time kind of getting it all together to play. And you could see in the Golden Knights game against them, the Golden Knights dominated the game. And it just seemed like the Blues just weren't all there. And whether that was an offshoot of some guys having, five or six guys having COVID, family issues outside the bubble, they didn't look like the team that had vaulted to the Stanley Cup last year in the top of the West this year in the regular season.
Well, and I will say just one thing on the whole COVID-19 aspect of it is we still don't know what the repercussions are of having it. And so you don't know if that could actually have an effect on it, or even just in your time away when you did have it and trying to get back to it, if you were symptomatic versus asymptomatic, how that affected you. So all really interesting points, I think. But no, they were not themselves. And you kept thinking that, okay, you just need a couple of games through the round robin. You didn't have success. But once round one gets started, you'll be fine. You'll get back to your game. And they just never really found it.
You saw it in spurts, right?
It was always just in fragments.
They lost all three in the round robin and then lost in six games to the Vancouver Canucks. Before we step aside, well, a reminder for you, your exclusive 2020 Golden Knights playoff gear is available at one of the Golden Knights, one or both. You could go to both if you'd like, of the Golden Knights official team store locations. The Armory located at T-Mobile Arena and the Arsenal located at City National Arena. You can also go online as well at VegasTeamStore.com. Dave and Stormy with you on Nighttime at Noon. We will have some final thoughts when we continue in a moment on Fox Sports Radio Las Vegas.
We're back to Nighttime at Noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Couple of minutes to go at Nighttime at Noon with Dave Grosher and Stormy Bonantoni with you. As we said, no games in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs here. No official announcement yet, but the Golden Knights not expected to play against Vancouver, nor are the Flyers against the New York Islanders. The Golden Knights are pushing. They were going to have an immediate availability earlier today, right, Stormy?
Yeah, now that it was supposed to be at 9:45 this morning, and then they, along with every other team that was supposed to have a morning availability, has been pushed back. The Golden Knights will be expected to be at 1:30 Pacific time.
Reports on the Twitter world, the NHLPA, as we speak, on a call with the eight remaining teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs to see how things proceed forward. We don't know. There have been conflicting reports that tomorrow's games also might not be played. That has not been confirmed just yet, but looks like they will not play today. Of course, NBA, WNBA will not play today as well. And all this, of course, coming after the tragic shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, a few days ago. We'll see when this series resumes, but interesting to note as well, Stormy, you know, there's been, and there's so many different fragments of news that you pick up on a story like this, but it appears as though that the Golden Knights and the Canucks were very integral in kind of meeting and saying, this is something we feel strongly about and we should not play this game tonight.
Yeah, and I think as we've seen those reports come out, we both looked at each other and were not surprised at the Golden Knights' involvement in that discussion, especially given that, you know, earlier this postseason, after Matt Dumba had kneeled and made his speech, the Golden Knights and Dallas Stars for the VGK end, Ryan Reeves and Robin Lehner both making a statement before their round robin game, kneeling on the ice during the national anthems. And Ryan Reeves, despite, you know, his ongoing feud with Evander Kane, putting all of that aside to, you know, talk through the things that they're doing on the Hockey Diversity Alliance, getting involved in using their voice. Evander Kane even said, I believe it was on Hockey Central the other night, that Robin Lehner was somebody who, throughout this entire process, not the last couple days, but from the very beginning, reached out to him really early on and had the conversation about kneeling and wanting to take action. And so I don't think that we were surprised at all by hearing that the Golden Knights were involved heavily in this conversation.
You know, I'll never forget, Stormy, we had Ryan Reeves on the SLGND podcast right after George Floyd's death. And, you know, Ryan was very emotional, very outspoken in some of the things he said to us that day. And a couple of things I'll never forget is him telling us a story, Shane and I and Dan and Gary, about before he was a known figure, quote unquote, in Winnipeg and being pulled over. You know, he said he had rolled a stop sign, or maybe I think it was a stop sign. He kind of rolled through, and we, you know, who hasn't? And,
I do it every day. Yeah. Oh, sorry, don't be listening
yeah,
to this.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm bad
exactly.
at that California role. Right. But yeah, go yeah. on, sorry.
No, and that he could see in the rearview mirror that, you know, the policeman that came up to his car, once he saw that Ryan was black, put his hand on his gun in his holster, you know, and you know, to Ryan's astonishment, you know, I think he basically told us, he said to the cop, do you do that to everyone you pull over for rolling through a stop sign? And he just couldn't, he couldn't believe it. And the other story he told us
That's
was
scary.
Beyond belief.
Unreal.
He was walking down a sidewalk one day, and there was an older woman walking towards him and looked up and saw Ryan and made a beeline to walk across the street because she didn't want to walk by a person of color. And it gets back to what I said, you know, at the top of the show, Stormy. I have no clue, nor will I ever know what that feels like in your bones when that happens to you. And
think if it affects you to hear that, what it must be to actually feel that.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, and look, athletes are trying here to use their voice for good. It has been debated. It will be debated. It will continue to be debated as to whether they should be playing games or not. They have made the decision they do not want to play, quite obviously, in various leagues, that they want to take a stand that, you know, what's going on in American society, to say it's not right is an understatement, but it's like beyond unacceptable and has been for centuries. And the hope is, if they feel they can and have the desire to, can they use their clout and their stature in society to affect some lasting change, and to, again, they have inroads to people we will never have inroads to. Can they talk to the right people, get a comprehensive program together for lasting change in our society?
And I think that's what's important, and I think that's why, you know, people like Ryan Reeves and Evander Kane and all of these different players that have spoken out about this issue from the beginning, is that words aren't enough. And your post on social media isn't enough. We need to invoke real change and see action and see the difference begin to happen in our society, where we shouldn't once is enough. It's incomprehensible for me to understand how we just months later are seeing another video like this. And speaking to not being able to, you know, relate from a white person's perspective, like, until I see a video of a white person with that happening from a police officer, like, how can you not, like, just react so jarring to this and not acknowledge that there's an issue? Yeah.
That video would be pretty hard to find, to say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for tuning in today. As we know, a very different version of Nighttime at Noon. Dave Gosher, Stormy Bonantoni, as the Golden Knights and the Canucks, no game tonight. And to be determined when that series will continue. Thanks for joining us on Fox Sports Las Vegas.